Welcome to KXRW's Authenticity Matters, where we examine how to live more intentional, fulfilling lives by truly being ourselves. In each episode, we'll talk to guests who have transformed their lives, organizations, and the community through authentic and intentional actions. I'm your host, Jen Coyne. In this episode, my friend and business partner Brian Stinson will be on the show to talk about identifying your values, why it's important, and how it contributes to living a more intentional, authentic life. Later, we'll also talk to Stephen Glickman, who just took a 10,000-mile cross-country trip on his motorcycle and spent some of his time on the road helping people identify their core values. Welcome, Brian, to Authenticity Matters. So Brian and I are business partners, and that means that he's one of the most important people in my life. And also someone who's super supportive of me being my authentic self and being able to do the things that I'm passionate about, like this show. It really means a lot to have you here today. So last show, we set the stage for the namesake of the show, Authenticity Matters. Brian, you were featured briefly. We asked a lot of people on that episode what authenticity meant to them, why it matters, the pitfalls, etc., and I realized that I did not ask you what authenticity means to you and why it matters.
Well, first, I forgive you. And thank you for the chance to share my thoughts about authenticity. I think it all starts with clarity, self-clarity of who you are, what's most important to you, and also what's not important to you. And then it's a matter of, once you have that clarity, can you and are you living that authentic life?
So in my experience, there's lots of paths to finding your authentic self. But using structured processes to examine your life and what makes you tick can also be super helpful. In classes I teach, I try to help people break down that journey into highlighting your unique talents and skills, understanding your life, passions, and interests, and discovering your values. Brian, how do you see values fitting into the authenticity conversation?
Well, part of authenticity for me is being yourself. And part of being yourself includes living your values. So having clarity about your values and what's most important to you, then you are able to make decisions based on those values and really check yourself in terms of, are you living and behaving in alignment with what is most important to you?
I'm looking for one new value. I'm looking for one new value, but nothing comes my way.
So, Brian, tell me, why do values matter? We kind of joke there's value to values. What does that mean to you?
There's so many reasons why values are so valuable. Or having clarity about your core values, I think, first of all, you're more confident, especially if you have a sense of safety or acceptance where you can bring those core values, or as I like to think of your core values as really the backbone of your authentic self, of being able to live authentically. So having clarity about your values allows you to do that. And I think bottom line, you'll live a more fulfilling life just being at peace with exactly who you are. The ultimate quest is not just to be authentic, and but if you can do it unapologetically, where you can live your authentic self and not really care what others think,
right?
That's magical.
Yeah.
The essence of this exercise is that you've looked at a lot of values. You've looked at values that you were like, this could have been me, but you didn't. You came down to this, these six. And when you look at these six values, you should feel like, this is me.
So how and when did you discover your values?
It was actually about 12 years ago. Shortly after my divorce, I was in a workshop where we did a values exercise. And at the time, I was still rediscovering who I was as a person, as a single person, as a single parent. And I don't remember all of the details, but I remember the feeling of having renewed clarity and really... It was a culmination of a journey that I was on that in that moment during that exercise, being forced to make a decision about these values and which ones were most important to me. solidified kind of the who I was, the new Brian.
But at the time, you weren't doing this for a living. Now you're sharing this and taking tons of people through learning their values.
That's
why are you inspired to do that?
You know, the experience I had 12 years ago, I immediately wanted to share it with others. And at the time, when I had an opportunity, I would do it with teams that I led or teams that I was on. It's a lot of fun now doing it with people because every so often a light bulb does go on for someone that it feels like magic is happening.
Yeah, the fun fact, the little side story is that we've now helped thousands of people discover their core, what we call our core values. So talk a little bit about the process we use, and then I want to talk a little bit more about the definition of core versus other definitions.
Well, the process we use, it's really helpful to explain values and what they are and what they're not. We often contrast values with strengths. What I think often happens during a core values exercise is that we find ourselves biased towards things that we're either good at or that we would like to be better at. And then we get into a process of really exposing everybody to a bunch of different values and asking the question, what is most important to you personally? You know, not what society thinks is important or what you think you're supposed to say, but really thinking about what is most important to you. And often people struggle with this because all of the values in the exercise are good values. There's no bad values.
Right. Lying isn't a value.
Cheating, being bullied.
Generally, you see.
But the point is that if everything is important to you, then nothing's important. So really forcing yourself to make some decisions and trade-offs and getting down to a final discrete number is difficult, but it's absolutely worth the journey.
And there's different ways you can do this. You can use a list of words, or like we use a card deck to kind of make it like a game, a little bit more fun and tactile.
Correct.
So I should make two stacks. One that I would say would be a trade of mine, and one definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talk about core values versus other kinds of values, and I think you've mentioned aspirational values as a type of value. Tell me more about aspirational values, and do you have an example or a story of aspirational values?
Yes, there are different types of values. The two we tend to talk about the most, the two that come up in this exercise, actually, core values are things that are important to us and our behaviors and our decisions are aligned. There's something that we do call aspirational values that are important to us, but it's something we aspire to do more of. So in other words, they're important, but our behaviors are not aligned. I mentioned that 12 years ago, I did an exercise, a core values exercise for the first time, and wellness was one of my core values at the time. I was running marathons, doing triathlons. I was eating very clean. And so wellness was not only important to me, but it was absolutely part of my daily life and my decision-making. In 2014, so 4 or 5 years later, I retired from racing and gained 30 pounds and realized that while wellness was important to me, my behaviors were no longer aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only within about the last year or so that my behaviors came back into alignment. So I actually took wellness as a core value out of my core values, symbolically, to remind myself that I wasn't behaving to this, to the same standard that I used to wish to behave. So just recently, it's come back in alignment and back into my set of core values.
So that says to me that your core values can change over time, and you could have something aspirational that swaps out with something that's core as far as a priority is concerned. Do you find that people see that their core values change?
My opinion is that our values aren't changing. It's that we're getting more clarity about what is most important, or maybe there's some kind of context or bias that's affecting the outcome. However, over time, I think major life events, starting a career, changing a career, getting married, getting divorced, birth of a child, death of a family member, these are things that are very impactful on us, and I absolutely do affect your core values over the period of a longer time frame.
Mm-hmm. So you do this exercise with groups and individuals. You do it in work settings and in non-work settings. Do you find that people have different values at home and at work? What's your opinion about that?
I do, especially in what I would call more of a corporate environment. Invariably, halfway through the exercise, someone stops and goes,
Wait, is this me at work or me outside of work?
When we designed the deck, we made a decision that we wanted to make sure that there were no work-specific values included, because we wanted people to really discover their true, authentic, individual, personal core values, and then whether or not they felt comfortable bringing those values and that authentic self into the workplace, that's a different discussion that we want to have.
Yeah, I think I mentioned in the last episode that, you know, only 50% of people feel like they can bring their authentic selves to work. So that means that probably fundamentally right now where we're at is that people feel like they're a different person at work than they are at home in a lot of cases or in the rest of their life.
I understand that we may have a different persona, and I do understand and I can empathize with folks who feel like they have to maybe change or behave a little bit differently in the workplace. But my opinion and my approach is always to help individuals find their personal core values, and then in a work setting, try to help gain clarity or discover the values of the organization, which I think is one of two core components of defining the culture of an organization.
Mm-hmm. And then that allows people to say, hey, are my personal values served by this organization that I'm in? And how
exactly
does that work out? It is really interesting. One anecdote I have is that I've done values exercises in educational settings with students, and the younger people almost never ask, is this about me at work or at home? And what dawned on me is, well, you know, they don't have as much of a lived experience in being at work, and they don't yet know that there is this, you know, bifurcation that happens where somebody's different in the workplace. And so where is that breaking point that people get into the work world and all of a sudden realize, wow, I have to suppress who I am outside of work or be a different person?
It's as a parent, I know there was this end of innocence in terms of my boys growing up somewhere, you know, preteens, then things changed a little bit. And it seems like there's another end of innocence for people just before or early in, before they get into their careers or maybe early in their careers where things mm-hmm. have to change. I've seen the same thing with entrepreneurs. Maybe it's a little different, I think, but an entrepreneur, there really isn't a me at work and a me outside of work.
They're defining their own existing. They're creating that from scratch. Right. So do you think it's important for people to share their values with others?
Well, that's where, you know, as powerful as it is to gain clarity about your own core values, I think it's even more powerful to create clarity with others. Either you can resolve some kind of conflict that may be rooted in the fact that you and someone else or multiple others have divergent values, or even better, hopefully you can prevent a conflict from happening in the first place.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today about authenticity and how discovering and living your values is a building block for an authentic life. After the break, we're going to talk more to Brian about discovering, sharing, and living your values. Later, we'll talk to Stephen Glickman about his trip around the country, finding his authentic self, and sharing a values exercise with others. I'm Jen Coyne, and this is Authenticity Matters on KXRW-FM.
Community radio like this is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at ADCO Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. ADCO features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at adco1.com. That's ADCO, the number one, .com.
KXRW wants to thank our friends and sponsors at Boomerang Therapy Works, where exercise is medicine. They offer a variety of one-on-one treatment options that can be tailored to your health and wellness. They offer physical therapy, massage therapy, personal trainers, exercise programs, group classes, and specialize in customized Parkinson's treatments. located in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Find out more at BoomerangTherapyWorks.com, where exercise is medicine. Welcome back to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM. We've been chatting today with Brian Stinson, who's an expert in leading people and organizations to discover and live their values. Let's continue the conversation. As you've shared this with thousands of people and helped them discover their values, are there any special stories that you've encountered?
I have several. And in general, it's really special when you see a light bulb go on for somebody, or you can tell that they're having a moment of clarity and that it's going to have an impact on their lives. It happened recently. I was a part of a mentoring cohort in the Tempe Chamber of Commerce. And long story short, in one of the cohort sessions, I ran the group through the core values exercise. And at graduation, a month or two later, one of the mentors, not one of the proteges, but one of the mentors, pulled me aside and said, Brian, I changed jobs last month, and it was because of the values exercise. And I said, wow, tell me more. And she said she had done a values exercise before, but there was something about how we did it that day that she knew immediately that she had this sense of clarity, and that she had this goal of working at the same place for 10 years, and she was 6 months away from reaching that goal, but yet she wasn't happy. And it was the clarity of her values that helped her realize that. So she started looking for a new job and quickly found one. And once again, in the decision to take the job, but it was even how the new employer presented the offer aligned exactly to her values. So it was just a really neat to hear someone tell me how impactful that experience was for her.
Yeah. I mean, I see, like, if you understand what your values are, when you go into an interview and somebody says, do you have any questions for us? If they haven't already told you what the values of the organization are, that gives them an opportunity to share more about the values of the organization. And if you know what yours are, gives you a really good chance to intelligently respond with, here's what I value, and here's how I see your values and my values aligning or not. And, you know, obviously you don't have to get into it if you go like, whoa, but then that's great information to get out of a job interview is, you know, what are the values of this organization? And really, it's always a choice, right? Like, it's really good if you're making the choice of whether or not, you know, and it's obviously a privileged position to be in, but when you have that choice to say, hey, these things align or they don't align, and that matters, because ultimately, if your values aren't served, you are going to probably not be super engaged in your work.
It's interesting you say that, because having clarity about your core values reframes that choice. And I think what I'm seeing with people is when they have this clarity about what's most important to them, and they look at these core values as their non-negotiables, it's no longer about being employed. It's no longer about getting the job or keeping the job. It's about being happy and fulfilled and having a sense of purpose and making sure that every day matters. And so that's a different choice. When I think sometimes we just get so stuck and focused on working and the how and
money and, you know, societally kind of common things that we put out there as what's important in whatever vocation you choose and whatever particular organization you choose to align with. And this reframes it, gives you a chance to look at different things and not just those, you know, stereotypical.
Right. I think this is what happened in that story that I told you about, that this woman said, well, wait a minute, what's going on? Why am I doing this? I'm not happy. Mm-hmm. I need a change.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brian, this has been a really excellent conversation as always. You always have amazing insights that I think I have the benefit of hearing a lot. And it's really fun to be able to share that with the rest of the community.
Oh, thank you. You're a sweet talker this morning.
Yeah, I'm usually a lot meaner, aren't I?
It's a pleasure. I love talking about values. And so it's real anytime.
So now on Authenticity Matters, I'd like to welcome Stephen Glickman to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Stephen just recently retired from how many years at UPS?
27 years at UPS.
27 years. What was the first thing that you did after you retired? You didn't go to Disney.
The first two things that I wanted to accomplish when I retired was I wanted to grow a beard and I wanted to go on a motorcycle trip.
And you guys can't see the beard, but he has a beard now.
Yeah. So I accomplished both things. And my original intention, I wanted to have a very clear break between my career at UPS, which was very structured and predictable, and then have a long journey that I could clear my head and do something that was completely unlike anything that I've been doing for a long, long time. Now, my top value, and I've done the values exercise, is beauty. So I was originally thinking, I'm going to go around the country, I'm going to take my camera, and I'm going to see things that are really striking, landscapes and places that, you know, worth seeing.
Inspiring.
Exactly. So I started putting together my trip, and I figured, hey, while I'm at it, you know, I should make sure I see some people that I know. I know people all over the place. By the time that I had reached Oakland, California from Portland, I realized that my trip was not going to be about seeing places at all. It was about seeing people. And it really changed my trip. And I would talk to people and they're like, you're near this, you should see this. And I'm like, I'm near Joel. I'm near Linda. I'm there to see them.
So you took less pictures than you planned.
Yeah,
you saw more people than you planned. Do you think that seeing people ended up being a more true behavioral expression of your values than the notion that you were going to see a lot of beautiful places?
Absolutely. When you do a lot of things, you're basing it on the idea that you know what you want. Kind of like, yeah, I knew I was going to do that. I knew I wanted to go on this trip. This was a break in my life. It accomplished all those things. Doing something like this, 10,000 miles traveling all over the country, helps you learn about what's important to you. Even when you thought you knew, it's clarifying.
So based on that, now returning, do you think that you have a new sense of what's next for you based on clarifying your values or living more authentically?
Well, it's interesting because I have had an affinity for people, and then I make a very big effort to keep connecting with them and keep being a part of their life. I have more confidence in my ability to connect with people than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
I have more confidence in asking people for things that I would have maybe been too shy to do in the past, because I'm confident about what I'm asking them for. When I ask people to do a values exercise that have no idea what's coming, I just like, trust me, this is good. I guess I have more confidence, which is what I need going forward after having a career where I didn't have to have a lot of confidence. I just did what I was told to do.
It was interesting because Brian mentioned earlier that one of the values is giving you confidence in what you do, because you know that the behavior, if you're expressing a behavior in alignment with your values, then it doesn't really matter what everybody else thinks, because it's going to be fulfilling for you.
One of the things that we haven't talked about yet is the fact that I actually did a values exercise with a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next.
And one of the things about doing that was I know the value of the exercise, but I also got to learn a lot about, I was doing with friends' children,
mm-hmm.
like teenagers,
mm-hmm.
similar in age to my own children. And so I got to know them. I went down, I visited a friend in Oakland who I've known for over 30 years, and I met his two sons once before. But I got much closer with them this time, and I did the values exercise with them, and that was a way to get closer, and it was a way for me to provide value for them, because one of them is getting ready to make a choice about where they're going to go for college, and the other one is, you know, trying to figure out their path and has a lot of talent. And I did the same thing with another friend in San Antonio. I did it with my brother and his family. And it all, you know, it was like, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing moving forward. And also, like, this is going to be a value to you. It was, you know, it's kind of like there's no wrong time to connect with people like
right.
that.
So did you have a favorite place that you visited on your trip?
Well, yeah. So my favorite place that I visited was pretty much Western North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
really beautiful, great time of year to go. I'm on my motorcycle. I got to do Tail of the Dragon, which a lot of people say is the number one stretch of road in the United States to ride on a motorcycle. The areas to and from the Tail of the Dragon were also really amazing. And that led me to the Blue Ridge Parkway. And that was also really stunning. The United States is a beautiful country. Seeing every corner is great. The people are really good everywhere. Really, people came up to me all over the place to talk about my motorcycle and talk about their experiences with motorcycles. It ended up being this one large, unformed experience of connecting with people I care about and think highly of. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing this amazing tale of your motorcycle trip. It sounds like an absolute trip of a lifetime from a number of levels.
Yeah, I would say that my skill level as a rider and where I went isn't up at the level of a lot of other people. But the thing that I did that I feel was unique was I did a trip that prioritized seeing people. You know, that's something that I can take with me for a long time to come.
Before we close the show, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors who make this community programming possible. This is KXRW 99.9 FM, and this is Authenticity Matters.
KXRW would like to thank our friends at NuVamsterdam for supporting our radio community. NuVamsterdam is the premier cannabis market in the Vancouver area. They carry a variety of cannabis products ranging from pre-rolls, vape cartridges, and edibles to CBD topicals, oils, and tinctures. NuVamsterdam is located in the Heights Shopping Center on the corner of Mill Plain and Andreessen Road. Open 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. 365 days a year. More information is available at NuVamsterdam.com. That's NuVamsterdam.com.
You're listening to Authenticity Matters on KXRW 99.9 FM. Well, I'd like to thank my guests today, Brian Stinson and Stephen Glickman. Speaking from my personal experience, my journey to discovering and expressing my authenticity has been through trial and error, but also through trying to practice and learn through intentional steps. That's including focusing on my values, making my behavior consistent with those values. I'd love to hear from you if you have stories you'd like to share. You can reach me at jen.coin@thepeakfleet.com. That's jen.coin@thepeakfleet.com. I hope this episode inspired you to discover and live true to your values. Join me next time to hear more stories of authenticity, of people's journeys on Authenticity Matters. This is KXRW 99.9 FM.